The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's the shades of temporary state of mind or feeling. Curated playlist by real people. You're listening to Hue Mood by the New Hue.
Hey guys, back to the pod. It's another weekend for you here at Human Being You. This is Sage. We're recording in our studio right now. This is Studio 1, the Asbury. We just moved in. And of course, the podcast is now powered by Elgato equipment. So the microphone right now, the cameras, you can go check it out in their website. I think it's Elgato.com. It's very stylish. At the same time, the quality of your materials would actually be, of course, enhanced and more of like really podcast type of material now. Humid, we're back for another season, another set of playlists, and this time we have a director on the show, the Direct Jay Pasena. Hi, Direct.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Direct Jay, just for you, I mean, right now we are residing in the Asbury. I think that's last week. Direct Jay had one of his exhibit here at the gallery.
Yeah,
I think that was for Bintana. Direct Jay, tell us more about your what's with your art there.
Yeah, it was actually a group show by Bintana. So I was invited together with several artists like Lord De Vera, Manuel Ocampo, Garapata, Jojo Barra, and a few more. No, and we were asked to create something out of what we just wanted to do, you know, in relation to where we are right now, mentally, physically, emotionally. And during that time, I was trying to, you know, still trying to contemplate on what transpired during the election. So it was a reflection and basically a reaction to what I feel about that. But it's not directly represented by an image that speaks of that. It's more of how I feel about it. So the idea of, you know, creating birds as a symbol for freedom, but these particular birds are actually silhouettes or shadows. No, so right. Technically, may play of imagery like that. No? Oh, and there's there's a lot of sort of chaotic shapes, colors moving around, or at least they are being engulfed in that. So it basically represents how I felt during that time of reflecting on what transpired.
I actually visited it. We actually shot one of my partners in the New You, Mix Phoenix. We shot a photo with your creation at the back, no? I mean, it's actually colorful. It, somehow you would be mesmerized with how colorful it would look. But hearing you, the main artist, on what it really is, your emotions, your feelings towards the elections, and most likely it connects something to freedom and everything. Sometimes it really touches me that I really have to talk to the actual creator of the art. Because all of us would have our own interpretations, right? But with you, I mean, with whatever form of art, like that one in Ventana, or right now the other stuff that you are doing, for those who don't know, actually, Direct Jay has directed several music videos for OZ Records. What do we have? Midnight Sky by Unique. What's this one with Kian, Direct?
It was Eye Contact by Kian. Yeah.
And then another one that's going to be out for Kenanaya.
Will be for the song that was just recently released, Bahala Na.
Bahala Na. Direct, I mean, on that note, how's your creative process on that? How do you actually start something out of scratch? Do you lock yourself up? Do you drink lots and lots of coffee? Iba-iba eh. I mean, di ba? Ako personally, I usually I want to be alone. But how about you?
Well, because I think I deal with a lot of different things, and sometimes I deal with a lot of different things altogether. I have created this particular process that I can separate myself into, like, for example, when I do paint, I need time to reflect on it, just work on it. But most of the time, I start with a more spontaneous, splotches and blotches of colors before I actually put something, well, put a context to it. Just like what I told you, the painting in Ventana speaks to me like that. But before I started that, it was just a blotches of paint, and I start by spontaneously doing things first, and then basically sort of trim down the process into a more specific detail. So in all of the things that I do, even with like the idea of hearing a song to basically create a music video for it, I allow myself to think of a lot of different things first, and allow myself to basically say na, this is what I'm going to do with this and this and this. And then by the time that I'm actually sure on what I would like to present, then I sort of trim it down to a particular voice that I would like to share to everybody, But it depends whether or not they will understand it the way that I would like to say it. People might have a different perspective on how they basically absorb a particular work, but for me, that's also a good thing, no? Because it will allow me to explain at some point if I have a chance, or they will ha also have this particular, chance to actually see a different light to it when they actually understand what the work is about, no? Just like what we mentioned a while ago. So most of the time, I deal with different things by allowing myself to just absorb everything that I can. And parang ganun eh, it is more chaotic at first, and then at some point it will gradually be more specific and detailed to a particular idea or voice that I would like to speak. I think most of the time, I think it reflects that the concept of where I am eh. I live in a city, diba? When you go out and you basically absorb what is happening around us outside, it's a lot of different things, no?
Concrete jungle,
But
eh.
then when you, diba? But when you actually allow yourself to pinpoint what you would like to actually think or feel or hear or see or speak, then all of this particular chaos will trim down into a particular voice that you would like to
Right.
share or feel or say, And I think I already had that mentality or process develop all through these years,
More time.
and yeah, over time. And I think it speaks a lot to my childhood, because I live in an age where I grew up in the age where analog is very, much the way of life, during the 80s and 90s. And then technology came, and understanding what the technology will actually give us or what we can experience, by deconstructing what is, digital or what, all of these ideas of technology until now, no? Even the time that when painting is just a painting, and then came new media, and then came, film, and then film became video, and film video became everything else. It became mobile. It allowed us to basically, you know, always have this concept of being curious and being able to really to enjoy the idea of deconstructing things. So I think that's where my mentality came from.
Right. There's just too much clutter, I think. No? I mean, in the world that we live in right now, not only on the physical aspect of it, but also when we talk about the digital way of life that we are in. Because, I mean, we it's easily quantified when we talk about buildings, people outside, noises of the vehicles and traffic, diba? But at the same time, when we talk about the chaos or the noise that are actually formed within a person, actually mas nasa phones na eh, right? I mean, those are the, some of the stuff also that would clutter someone's mind. And gusto ko yung sinasabi mo direct na ano eh. It's really about when you talk about the art, it's about finding the focus and being very precise and specific, diba? So yeah. Another thing that I want to ask you, I mean, you directed, tama ba direct? Ikaw nag-direct or what's your role with Midnight Sky of Unique?
Yeah, I was the director for that particular music video, yeah. But it was actually a meeting of minds, no, between me, Unique, Tian, during that time, during the first, when we were really thinking of how to present Unique. Mm-hmm. After he went out of the band.
The band, yeah.
He did a solo career. No? So it was really a meeting of minds. No, what when we were talking during that time, I was really conscious and cautiously asking Unique about his ideas as well. Mm. But it's not about what he thinks na what we will do for the music video. It's about how he feels during that time, how he felt during that time. So when they were talking to me about some ideas, I was trying to understand what they really wanted. Mm. They wanted the space, they wanted just a light. And then I asked them, what is the space? What do you think about the space? What does it represent to you? Mm-hmm. What is it? What does the space represent to you? No? Or what does it mean to you? Sabi ko ay Unique.
Tama.
And then he said, it's just like a room. It's a room for me. So, okay. Sabi ko, okay. Then that can be something like your, is it like an idea of imprisonment? Or are you being, you know, enclosed to something? Correct. What would you like to do? Why this, bakit may ilaw and everything like that. No? So it's really that particular conversation that allowed me to visualize it as such. No? Mm-hmm. And I think that particular music video, it was very simple when we did it. No? Mm-hmm. Even when the time that we were editing it, this is the only music video that I did that only had a few cuts to it. No? We actually wanted to do a one take of that particular music video. But at some point, Kian, and I think when we were also trying to understand the final output, we wanted a close-up shot of Unique at some point. Mm-hmm. So we decided go with that.
I want to ask there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did the black and white come from?
It came from Unique. Mm-hmm. No, it was really his idea to make it all black and white. And it was not just black and white, you know, even in the idea of post-production, we really wanted the black and the white to be a black and white, not grayish, not,
yeah. You
know, so we had to really color grade it precisely to color grade it based on how Unique felt about it.
Correct.
And I was really giving Unique that freedom to say what he thinks about his music video.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because he's my godson, so he's mm-hmm. actually my inanak. So he's the son of my cousin, and it means a lot to me. You know, I've been working for several artists doing their music video, and that was something that well, for me, no, internally, it was a moment, no, that I really didn't actually thought of having, you know, because it was really something special for me, and I think for Unique as well, and for our family. And yeah, so I allowed them to understand. I allowed myself to understand what does Unique really wanted.
Yeah.
So even during the time that we did his second music video, which is Cha-Ching, and Kian allowed Unique to direct his own music video, I was there to support Unique as the cinematographer and the production designer. So it was really, and also the editor of that particular music video. So it was really something that I'm still guiding him during that time, until the time that he really wanted to do. And he actually had a very good partnership with Zen Flores, who is also a very young and very creative director. So they jived a lot with a lot of different creative stuff that they did for Unique. No? So,
it's really about listening as well. Eh, no? I mean, when you dive into the creative process or the side of it, no? I mean, when lalo na, when you're working with a team, definitely. Because that is where magic really starts. Eh? When a group of minds actually meet at the same time. Direct. Going into your playlist. I mean, it's not a humid episode without a playlist. So we invited Direct J to actually create a playlist for you guys. And it's titled wait for a minute. I'm opening it again. My phone locked. In between life and conversations. Okay. So I was actually browsing through this playlist, and I was playing it a while ago. I want to understand your mood in this. What was in your mind when you were building this playlist, In Between Life and Conversations?
It's really not just about particular lyrics that I basically intended to place on the playlist. No, it is a representation of the kind of song that I always listen to. As you can see there's this, you know, the Cardigans, you know, Deshwala.
Yeah.
The Sundays, these are the bands that I listened to when I was in college trying to paint. So there's this particular nostalgic feel to it. Every time I listen to it, I think I always go back to it when I do my process of painting or thinking, or you know, I always go back to this music. And then I discovered some other musicians or bands or songs that are similar, that has a similar feel to it, you know. So that's one reason. The main reason of the playlist is to create this roster of songs that I am familiar with during the time when I was in college painting, listening to my teacher, and then, you know, doing our plates. It calms me down, eh? So it brings me back to that sense of rawness, no? Yes, may konting ka ba? May kinakabahan ka sa ginagawa mo because of deadline or what? But it's very raw. That particular feeling of rawness in creation. Minsan kasi nawawala na yun because you think of value, you think of validation, or yun, marang ganyan eh. So
yeah.
So sometimes it becomes too, ano, so it brings me back to that. No? The songs that were listed here basically represents how I felt during this particular past few 4 years, no, even up to the time of the pandemic. It represents some personal things that happened to my life. And also it basically represents this idea of telling myself that I am okay, you know, it is may ganong feeling siya of being alone, of being separated and being connected again and connecting to myself, something like that, no? It's not just about relationship to other people, it's also about, you know, a relationship to myself, because that's at right. some point at my age, parang I've been through a lot. And merong mga pakiramdam na sometimes you feel na parang detached ka sa mundong ginagalawan mo. And at the same time, you feel na you don't understand yourself because of the things that happened to you. So it is a way for me to tell that, yes, I'm okay, everything is okay, and you know. So may mga ganong kanta that speaks to that. No? Yeah, basically.
That's something that most of us actually tends to forget, eh, no? The relationship to yourself, diba? Kasi whenever we talk about relationships, it's always about another person or something else, diba? I mean, it was always a perspective of you and plus anyone or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, ang ganda nun eh, kasi that is something that most of us, maybe the reason why most of us are actually, we feel yung mga quarter life crisis, yung mga tinatawag na ganyan, is because you are not really connecting to yourself, or maybe you're not true to yourself. So going into this playlist na in between life and conversations, the title itself, no, and then knowing the story behind it of you trying to connect maybe to your younger self, diba? Kasi, I mean, the Jay Pasena that we see right now versus the Jay Pasena in college, that is, you mentioned, actually very raw, nandun yung mga kaba, nandun yung takot, and you are full of uncertainty eh. But at the same time, that is when you started to be foolish, diba? I mean, that is when you think differently and all. And that connection between you and a younger version of you makes you complete. So, it's actually good to have a playlist for everyone. I mean, not only this playlist, but for all of those listeners out there to have this kind of playlist with themselves.
And I think one of the things that I would like to reiterate in this, no, to be able to understand and or at least give ourselves this concept of listening to our own mistakes or triumphs or whatever, no, it allows us to also communicate that to the people that is important to us, whether like, for example, I'm already separated with my first wife, so but the stigma is that when you are separated is that dapat magkaaway kayo, no?
Exactly.
But it's not like that, eh. It's especially if you have a kid, it's not really a concept that you should, you know, entertain, no? I think there are different differences that you need to find balance to, especially sa sarili mo, because when you when you live in an idea that you are hateful or confused or whatever, no, hindi din maganda yon para to communicate with, of course, like for example, my son or whatever. So I need to be okay. We both need to be okay. I need to be okay, not just for myself but also for the people that is important to me. So yon, basically, itong playlist is a mixture of a lot of different ways on how I communicate with the ideas or feelings that, you know, that is, you know, always going through around, no? And also it is also a representation of that particular thing that I mentioned kanina, no? With all of the things that are sort of trying to, you know, confuse us or what, no? You will always find a way to pinpoint and focus on a particular thing, you know, idea or feeling or concept or what, no? But that will give you focus
Right.
So, with all of the emotions, all of the things na pinagdadaanan ng isang tao, I think we have to understand that yes, hindi mauubos yun eh. Diba? Ganun talaga siya eh. Ganun talaga eh. But you need to understand that kailangan mong matutunan na tumahimik, makinig. Tapos you have to understand that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, no? Parang ganyan, or a gray area, or at least something like that, no? Okay. So yun. Mm-hmm.
Ganda. I mean, I can relate. I just actually got separated as well. I mean, of course, I have kids at the same time, and sobrang tama yun eh. I mean, we make mistakes in our lives, right? And at the same time, there's no getting over it unless you really accept it. Diba? I mean, yun naman talaga yun eh. And that's when you find real peace naman eh. Hindi yung tipong, tama yung sinabi mo direk eh. I mean, pagka merong nagtapos, ang expectation ng society is, okay, magkaawayan, hindi nag-uusap yan, everything, ganyan. But, at the same time, it doesn't boil to you and the other person eh. It's not like that eh. It's just an ecosystem, it's a whole society wherein connected among buhay nating lahat. And it should move on. It should move on and everybody actually deserves their own peace, di ba? Kumbaga, yun lang yun eh. I want to ask lang dito with your playlist. I mean, I know that this playlist is really personal to you, but I have to ask this. What's your top song in this playlist?
Ooh. That's hard, no?
Yes.
Wait, let me check. I actually in different levels, there are, I don't know. I think, can I say top three? Something like that, no?
Go. I mean, what's the first thing? What's the first song that comes into mind?
I think I feel by the Sundays. It has become something that speaks to me a lot for quite some time. The next one will be Hello Anxiety by Fum. It's not because I'm always no. It's actually my way of telling myself na I'm most of the time I'm actually sort of relaxed and cool and but I understand sometimes yung ganung aspeto of my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Minsan I also have a tendency na bigla akong sasabog eh. So I try to manage that by always telling myself that particular concept na yes, I'm fine and low anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Basically it's also telling myself na you will be fine, no? Something like that. And then the third one is actually again very personal to me. It does not speak directly to the song, but it speaks to me directly. Yung Pluto ni Fum ulit. Pluto is for me. I actually dedicate this song to my son, because when he was growing up, he really likes Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time that they had this particular costume in class, and I think when he was in preschool, he really campaigned for Pluto to be a planet again. And when I listen to the song, it is basically my song for my son. By the time that it's actually a goodbye song or something like that, no? But it's not for me. I'm not saying goodbye to my son, or he's not saying goodbye to me, but it speaks a lot to me, this particular song. It's like something that I will remember and will tell him when the time comes that I needed to say goodbye, no? But it's not this time, of course, but it's something that I would like something like that. May pagka-morbid ano, pero hindi naman.
Napapahugot ako dun na. Yeah, I understand you. I understand.
Yeah. But most of the song, I really like it because of the feeling that it speaks to me. And sometimes it's not the lyrics, it's just the beat and the memory that is contained to that. I think songs are like that. Not always about the words.
Exactly.
It's sometimes it's really about the music itself.
Direk, salamat. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Human by the New You. Next projects. Any next projects?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this particular playlist is created as well in connection to my upcoming solo exhibition. I have a solo exhibition this August 23 at Art Informal. And this particular exhibition is very important to me because it will actually present the whole aspect of my creative being. I'm actually painting large scale paintings for that particular exhibition. I'm presenting a multi-channel poetic documentary, and also a series of photographs and a curatorial project that I've been doing since 2018. So it's actually a culmination of what I've been thinking for the past 4 years. You know? So it's all there, including how I felt during the pandemic and how my life basically changed since 2018.
Okay. Once again, Direk, salamat for joining us. In Between Life and Conversations by Direk J. Pisana will be out on Spotify after this podcast. You can, of course, check it out, save it, stream it, share it to your friends, your family. And who knows, maybe the song that you're looking for the past few months, years, or whatever is actually in the playlist. I mean, maybe songs or music that you actually like, you haven't listened to it yet. So it's a lot of exploration, self-exploration at the same time by listening to somebody else's playlist. And that's the reason why we have Human by the New You. And go check out our website. It's www.thenewph.com. Our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, wherever. The New You is everywhere. And always will be in black and white, straightforward for you guys. Good night.